Joffrey stood. His red satin cape was patterned in gold thread, 50 roaring lions to one side, 50 prancing stags to the other. "I command the council to make all the necessary arrangements for my coronation," the boy proclaimed. "I wish to be crowned within the fortnight. Today I shall accept oaths of fealty for my loyal councillors." Ned produced Robert's letter. "Lord Varys, be so kind as to show this to my Lady of Lannister." The eunuch carried the letter to Cersei. The queen glanced at the words. "Protector of the realm," she read. "Is this meant to be your shield, my lord? A piece of paper?" She ripped the letter in half, ripped the halves into quarters, and let the pieces flutter to the floor. "Those were the king's words," Sir Barristan said, shocked. "We have a new king now," Cersei Lannister replied. "Lord Eddard, when last we spoke, you gave me some counsel. Allow me to return the courtesy." "Bend the knee, my lord. Bend the knee and swear fealty to my son, and we shall allow you to step down his hand and live out your days in the grey waste you call home." "Would that I could," Ned said grimly. If she were so determined to force the issue here and now, she left him no choice. "Your son has no claim to the throne he sits. Lord Stannis is Robert's true heir."